在主里，大家好。
Greetings to brothers and sisters in the Lord.
我这一次来啊，为着这里的弟兄姊妹感谢主。
I truly thank the Lord for the brothers and sisters here.
其中有一个原因。
One of the reasons.
因为我在服侍主的生涯中。
During my life of serving the Lord.
有两次，有弟兄跟我讲。
There have been two times brothers told me.
他说呢，我从来没有听过人在讲台上讲过立位记。
I have never heard someone named share about Leviticus.
而去年呢，弟兄姊妹忍耐我讲完立位记。
And last year, brothers and sisters had patience on me that I share about Leviticus.
那么今年呢，我要和大家讲民数记。
And this year, I would like to share with you the Book of Numbers.
也有一位美国弟兄跟我讲，他说我从来没有听过在讲台上有人讲民数记。
And also one of the American brothers told me that I've never heard someone share about Book of Numbers.
所以当主给我这个引导的时候
，So as the Lord gave me this touch,
我就为着在 New Work 的弟兄姊妹的感谢主。
So I truly thank the Lord for the brothers and sisters in New Work.
因为你们很有接受的能力。
For you have the ability of receiving.
还有一个，你们呢很有耐心。
And you also have much patience.
另外一个感觉。
Another feeling.
我在等候主要怎样讲民数记的时候。
While I was waiting before the Lord how to share about Book of Numbers.
特别在今天早上。
Especially this morning.
主给我一个很特别的感觉。
The Lord has given me a very special feeling.
就今天晚上呢，这整个周末的聚会
，This evening and the entire gathering this weekend，
主盼望我们每一颗心都被父的慈爱所充满。
Lord hopes that each one of our hearts being fully filled by the loving kindness of
Heavenly Father。我们是神的儿女，能够这样坐在他的脚前。
We are God's children, we're able to sit before His feet。
我们是非常非常有福气的。
We are fully blessed。
但愿呢，真是啊。主借着我们这样的聚集，他在我们中间显明他自己的作为。
So hope that through this kind of gathering, the Lord reveals His own work.
在我们还没有开始以前，我们先读几节的经文。
Let's read a few places of Scripture before we begin.
首先，请我们大家翻到《民数记》第一章。
Please turn to the Book of Numbers, Chapter 1.
我们读第一节到第三节。
Let's read from verse 1-3.
我们找着了，如果可能的话，我们同声的来读。
If possible, please let's read together.
民数记第一章第一节到第三节。
Book of Numbers, chapter 1, verse 1-3.
以色列人出埃及地后，第二年二月初一日。耶和华在西乃的旷野会幕中晓谕摩西说，你要按以色列全会众的家世、宗族、人民的数目计算所有的男丁，凡以色列中从20岁以外能出去打仗的，你和亚伦要照他们的军队数点。然后我们读第16节
，Verse 16，
这都是从会中选召的各座本支派的首领，都是以色列军中的统领。然后呢，我们再读第二章的。第一节第二节。
Let's read chapter 2, verse 1 and 2.
耶和华晓谕摩西亚伦说，以色列人要各归自己的独下，在本族的旗号那里对着会幕的四围安营。好，我们再读第三章的第11节到13节。
Chapter 3, verse 11-13.
耶和华晓谕摩西说，我从以色列人中拣选了利未人，代替以色列人一切投身的， 立位人要归我，因为凡投生的是我的。我在埃及地击杀一切投生的那日，就把以色列中一切投生的，连人带牲畜都分别为圣归我，他们定要属我，我是耶和华。我们读第四章第一节到第三节。
Chapter 4, verse 1 to 3.
耶和华晓谕摩西亚伦说，你从利未人中将歌辖子孙的总数，照他们的家世宗族，从30岁直到50岁，凡前来任职在会幕里办事的，全都计算。好，我们读经就暂时读这么多。
We read the scriptures up to here.
啊，我不晓得弟兄姊妹对民数记熟不熟悉。
I don't know if brothers and sisters are familiar with the book of Numbers.
可能今天我们在座也有一些还没有受浸，还没有真正啊信主的朋友们。
There might be some of us have not yet believed the Lord or have not yet baptized.
好，因为我们可能不熟悉这一段的经文。
For because we are not familiar with those scriptures.
所以我求主呢，帮助我们能够用尽量大家能懂的话语来说明。
So may the Lord help me that so I can explain in a simple word.
所以开头的时候，我要稍微的介绍一下《民数记》它里面的事实和内容。
So in the beginning, I would like to go through and explain the facts and the content of Book of Numbers.
我们知道这一卷书呢，是记载神引导他的百姓走路的一卷书。
This is the book that explains how God leads His children to walk.
好，神带领他们呢，从埃及出来，到了西乃山。
God guides them to exit from Egypt onto Mount Sinai.
经过了红海。
Go through the Red Sea.
在新约圣经，保罗说呢，他们经过红海，经过云里，受浸归了摩西。
In the New Testament, Paul says that they passed through the Red Sea and they passed through the clouds and then they baptized onto the Lord.
这好像我们今天听见了耶稣基督的救恩。
That is as if we have heard the salvation of Jesus Christ.
圣灵感动我们的心。
The Holy Spirit has touched our heart.
我们里面不仅觉得这个是真的，而且觉得我愿意相信。
Not only we know it's true, but also we would like to believe.
我愿意接受耶稣基督做我的救主。
I would like to accept Lord Jesus as my Savior.
那么可能教会就有服侍的弟兄姊妹告诉我们说，你信了耶稣，你应该受浸。
Then there are brothers and sisters who serve, who says that you, since you have believed the Lord, you have to get baptized.
他就把受浸的意义教导告诉我们。
So they teach and also tell us the meaning of getting baptized.
并且带我们祷告。
And also lead us to pray.
那么教会有受浸聚会的时候，我们就在众人面前公开的承认耶稣基督是我的救主。
So when there's the baptism meeting, then before everybody we confess that Lord Jesus Christ is my Savior.
这个受浸的水就好像以色列人过红海的那个水一样。
The water of baptism is just like the Red Sea which Israelites crossed.
那么我们从水里上来呢，圣灵就住在我们的里面。
So after we come up from the water, the Holy Spirit dwells in us.
甚至有人呢，在还没有受浸以前，他自己祷告的时候，他就摸到主的同在，圣灵已经重生了他。
Even before they get baptized, when they pray by themselves, they have already touched the presence of the Lord.
他们呢，从经过红海，从云里海里呢，受浸归了摩西。
So after they pass, go through the Red Sea, they go through the cloud and also the sea and baptize unto the Lord.
我们今天信了耶稣基督，我们受浸，领受圣灵重生。我们归了基督。
And today we accept Lord Jesus, we get baptized and also receive the Holy Spirit, being born again and then being unto the Lord.
他们来到了西乃山的底下。
They come to the foot of Mount Sinai.
我们知道他们在那里有一年的时间。
They stay there for 1 year.
神在那里呢，把律法教导他们。
God taught them with the law.
并且呼召摩西上到西乃山上面去。
And called Moses onto Mount Sinai.
用40天的时间与摩西交通。
Fellowship with Moses 40 days and nights.
把神的居所就是会幕的样式启示给摩西。
Reveal to Moses the dwelling place of God, which is the pattern of the tabernacle.
因为神引领他们从埃及出来。
For God has led them out of Egypt.
不仅要救他们脱离在埃及做奴仆的那个生活和命运。
Not only to deliver them from the life and their destiny of being slaves in Egypt.
神真正的心意是要住在他们的中间。
God's true will is to dwell among them.
引领他们到神所应许的迦南地。
To guide them to the promised land, which is Canaan.
这就是民数记一开头的那个故事。
That's the beginning story of Book of Numbers.
啊，所以呢，民数记神在那里发起一个行动。
So God has initiated a movement in Book of Numbers.
要以色列人跟随云柱火柱的引导。
Would like the Israelites to follow the leading of the pillar of cloud and pillar of fire.
神与他们同行，一同进到应许地，就是迦南地区。
God walks together with them to enter into the promised land, which is Canaan.
民数记呢，第一章到第十章。
Book of Numbers, chapter 1 through 10.
在那里，神借着摩西向以色列人说了许多的话。
Through Moses, God spoke many words to Israelites.
也在这些话里面吩咐他们怎样预备起行。
And also command them how to step forward.
所以这一十章圣经呢，讲到他们行走的预备。
So those 10 chapters talk about their preparation of walking.
然后从第十章的第十一节开始。
Start from chapter 10, verse 11.
一直到第十四章。
Until chapter 14.
他们走了十一天的路程。
They walk 11 days of journey.
在这十一天的路程里面呢，发生了一些的事情。
There are many things happen among those 11 days.
然后他们就到了迦南地南最南边的边缘一个地方，后来叫做加底斯巴尼亚。
Then they came to the southern border of Canaan, which is Kadesh Barnea.
在那里呢，神就吩咐摩西说，你要在以色列年轻一代的族长中。
Then God commanded Moses that you have to choose among the young generations, the chiefs among those people.
在他们中间每一个支派选一个人做探子到迦南地去看一看。
Choose from each one of them from each tribe and to be spies into the land of Canaan.
然后你们再准备进迦南地区。
Then you can prepare to enter Canaan.
如果你读那一段的历史，你就知道十二个探子去了，回来的时候。
So if you read the history, then you will know when the 12 spies returned.
他们都异口同声地说，那真是一个美好的地。
They say in one accord, it's such a beautiful land.
像神所说的，那个地呢，是牛奶与蜜之地。
Just like God said that it's the land that flows with milk and honey.
而且他们还带了一些当地的土产来。
They also brought in the local produce.
我们可能大家都有印象的，他们抬了两个人抬着一串的好像葡萄一样的东西。
And you probably have the impression that two people have to carry a grape bunch,
a vine. Yeah. 实际上不是葡萄。
Actually, it's not grape.
那个 vine 呢，实际上我自己去，这是我的领受啊，那个是指着棕榈子。
It's actually talking about the palm.
我们知道棕榈树在迦南地是很普遍的。它每年的开花结的那个棕榈子就是我们吃的那个枣子。
The palm trees are very common in Canaan, and which its fruits are the dates.
是 palm date. 那个也叫做 vine.
So those are the palm dates, and that's also called vine.
这种呢，如果一个人是拿不动的。
So one person cannot carry it.
是要两个人抬的。
Has to be two people carry it.
我怎么查呢？查不出来有那么大的葡萄要两个人抬的。
Because I cannot find if the grape is so big that needs two people to carry it.
换句话说，我们知道那迦南地呢，真是一个美好之地。
So the land of Canaan is such a good land.
但是十个探子，他们讲呢，虽然那地很好，但是我们不能进去。
But 10 out of the spies say that even though the land is good, but we cannot enter.
因为那里面住的人呢, 都是巨人。
For all those who live there are giants.
而且他们的城墙呢, 高得顶天了。
And their walls as high as up to the sky.
我们在他们面前看我们自己, 像蚱蜢一样。
And when we look at ourselves before them, we are like grasshoppers.
我们怎么可能胜过他们呢?
How can we beat them?
但是有两个人,
but two people,
一个是约书亚, 一个是加勒,
one is Joshua, one is Caleb.
他们说, 不, 若是耶和华神与我们同在,
they say, no, if Jehovah God is with us,
这些人我们不要害怕他们,
we should not be fear of them.
他们好做我们的食物,
they will become our food.
我们应该用信心进去,
we should enter in by faith.
这就是第13章、第14章里面记载的故事。
That's a story in chapter 13 and 14.
因着他们不信,
because of their without faith.
所以神告诉他们说,
so God told them, I cannot go with you.
你们不要再进去。
Don't go in.
所以他们呢, 就从15章到25章,
so from chapter 15 to 25,
我们看见了, 他们走了38年的时间,
they walked for 38 years.
或者更准确的讲呢, 15章到19章的记载,
or more accurately speaking, from chapter 15 to 19,
大概花了38年,
might take about
他们就在旷野里面兜圈子,
they wander around in wilderness,
没有目的,
without purpose.
而且发生了很多我们人看不美的事情。
And happened many things that's not good in our eyes.
他们有埋怨, 有争闹,
they complain and they argue.
有彼此相斗,
they strive with one another.
许多不好的事情。
Many things were not good.
那么但是当38年满了以后,
after 38 years,
神又把他们带回到加底斯巴尼亚,
God took them back to Kadesh Barnea.
从那里重新开始,
and start from there all over again.
沿着红海的路走旷野巴兰的旷野,
they passed the way of Red Sea and they walked the wilderness Paran.
他们绕过以东, 就是西尔山的山地,
they go around Edom, which is the mountain of Seir.
最后呢, 他们来到了摩押平原, 就是约旦河东。
Then eventually they come to plain of Moab, which is the east side of River Jordan.
他们 透过约旦河呢, 就可以看见迦南地。
They are able to see land of Canaan through the River Jordan.
这是20章到25章里面记载的。
That was recorded in chapter 20 to 25.
然后呢, 26章到36章,
from chapter 26 to 36.
我们看见在那里呢, 记载了新一代的以色列人。
It recorded a new generation of Israelites.
他们已经预备好了, 准备过约旦河要去要进迦南地。
They were ready to cross the River Jordan to enter into Canaan.
我想我就简单的这个描述一下, 这整卷书36章它的内容。
So I briefly go over the content of the entire book of Numbers.
它所以称作民数记,
as it's called book of Numbers.
因为在第一章的里面,
because in chapter 1
和第26章的里面,
and chapter 26,
神两次的吩咐摩西要数点以色列的男丁,
two times God commanded Moses to number the males of Israelites.
所以这一卷书的名称呢, 就叫做民数记。
That's why this book is called Numbers.
我自己在预备和弟兄姊妹这一次交通的时候,
as I was preparing to share with brothers and sisters,
我想问弟兄姊妹一个问题。
I would like to ask brother sister a question.
请问弟兄姊妹你信主了以后,
let me ask you that after you have believed the Lord,
主有没有给你一个心愿,
has God given you a desire,
盼望在自己有生的年日的里面,
so that while during your lifetime,
能够丰富的经历神的每一句话,
you can richly experience each word, each of God's words.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹, 你有没有这个心愿?
I don't know if you have such desire.
我自己初听见福音, 初信主的时候是没有的。
I did not have this desire when I first heard God's gospel and believed the Lord.
但是在我读大学的年代的里面,
but during my college years,
我遇见一些在主里面成熟的弟兄姊妹。
I have met some brothers and sisters who are mature in the Lord.
我从他们的生活, 从他们的身上, 看见一种呢,
in their living and in their lives, I have seen a condition that truly makes me desire of them.
所以有的时候我私下跟他们有一点交通。
So sometimes I will fellowship with them.
其中有一位年长的姊妹,
one of the elderly sisters,
她常常跟我们讲,
she often told us,
她说, 我求主啊, 让我在地上多一点年日。
I pray the Lord gives me more days in on this earth.
我们想每一个人都想长寿, 对不对? 所以他这个也没什么了不起。
As we think that everyone would like to have a long life, so there's not much, not too much she asked.
他接下去说的话,
but then what she said?
他说, 因为我这个人很迟钝,
because I'm so slow.
我对主话语的相信呢, 很慢,
it's very slow for me to believe on God's
word. 因为我相信的慢, 我经历主的话, 就不丰富。
Because I'm slow to believe, therefore, it's not as rich that I can experience his words.
但是当我尝到了主话语的宝贵、真实和甘甜以后,
but after I taste the precious, the truth, and also the sweetness of God's words,
他说主给我一个愿望,
God has given me a desire.
主啊, 求你让我多经历你话语的真实。
Lord, truly help me to experience the truth of your words.
他告诉我们说,
she told me,
她在年轻的时候,
when she was young,
她跟过一位姊妹,
she has followed a sister.
那个年长的姊妹呢, 她常常有一个祷告,
that elderly sister often had a prayer.
她说, 主啊, 求你让我有生的年日, 经历你每一句话的真实。
Pray that, let me through this life that I can experience each reality of your words.
弟兄姊妹, 我不晓得你读许多圣经啊, 有几句话在你身上是印象深刻。
I don't know, as you read the Bible, how many words is have a deep impression on you.
那个深刻到一个地步, 你终身难忘, 而且可以带到永世里面去。
It gives you a deep impression to such a point you would never forget, which you can also even bring into your reality.
弟兄姊妹,
if you know the Lord this way,
那你是一个丰富的人,
then you are such a rich person.
Abundant person. 那一位老姊妹她告诉我们,
and the elderly sister told us,
她说她听见那位带领她的姊妹这样祷告,
as she heard the sister who guides her pray this way,
她观察她的侍奉和生活,
she observed her service and life.
她仅仅讲一件事情,
she only talked about one thing.
她说呢, 哥林多前书12章里面, 圣灵所赐的九种恩赐, 在她身上她都经历过。
She said that she has experienced all the 9 gifts which mentioned in the 1 Corinthians chapter 12 on her.
当遇见事情来的时候, 那圣灵的恩赐就从这个人身上显出来。
When something happened, then the gift of the Spirit reveals through her.
那个时候在我的里面呢, 我开始有一点这样的爱慕。
So then I start to have a little bit of this desire.
弟兄姊妹, 当我们读民数记的时候,
when we read Book of Numbers,
你是把它当作一段历史, 客观的来读呢?
Do you read this as a objective history?
还是把它当作今天主对教会说的话呢?
Or you see it as the words that God speaks to church today?
当作主对我说的话呢?
The words God speaks to me.
跟主说, 主我要经历民数记。
And tell the Lord, I would like to experience Book of Numbers.
你知道神历世历代一直有一个呼唤。
God throughout the generation always have a calling.
这个呼唤说出神对人的爱。
And this calling reveals the love of God.
这个呼唤也说出神在人身上的需要。
And this calling also expresses God's needs among his people.
我们知道亚当他听从了夏娃的话, 吃了分别善恶树上知识树的果子。
Adam has listened to the words of Eve and ate the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
他自己立刻知道有一件事情发生了。
Himself immediately knew something happened.
神也知道。
And God also knew.
就是他身上对神同在的知觉开始暗淡了。
The feeling of God's presence started to fade among him.
他对于自己的知觉开始升高了。
And his own self-consciousness become raised up.
保罗解释那个经历说, 神的荣耀, 他亏欠了。
Paul explained that experience as he has fallen short of God's glory.
神的荣耀离开了人。
God's glory left people.
我们知道神没有放弃人。
We know God never forsaken people.
神就来寻找亚当和夏娃。
So God started to look after Adam and Eve.
他说呢，人啊，你在哪里？亚当啊，你在哪里？
He said, "Where are you, man? Where are you, Adam?"
弟兄姊妹们，神造人是为了要与人交通。
God created man for the purpose of fellowship with man.
要与人同住。
To dwell together with man.
当我们蒙恩得救了以后。
After we got saved by grace.
弟兄姊妹，神仍然在做这样的呼召。
God continues such calling.
这就是民数记。
That is Book of Numbers.
神要得着一般人肯跟他，照着他的引导来走路。
God would like to gain a group of people willing to follow him by his guidance.
我不晓得我们在座弟兄姊妹们，你得救以后有没有人这样教导。
I don't know if someone has taught you this way after you got saved.
信耶稣，我们重生得救以后，不是毕业。
After we believe unto Jesus, after we're born again, it's not a graduation.
而是开学。
But it's the opening school opening ceremony.
不是买了永世的保险，现在我来过我自己的生活。
It's not that we have already purchased the insurance to eternity, so now I can live out my own life.
而是让我们今生就跟随神的引导。
But to have us in this life, we can follow the guidance of God.
来走一条属天的道路。
To walk a heavenly way.
在这条道路上面，我们会有许多的经历和遭遇。
In this way that we will have many encounters and experience.
借着这些经历和遭遇，
Through those experience and encounters,
我们旧的天性开始消减，
Our old nature start to fade away.
那个属天的新生命在我们里面成长，
The new heavenly life start to grow within us.
到一个地步，我们能够享受基督的丰富，
To the point that we can enjoy all the riches of Christ.
我们知道呢，利未记啊是讲与神同住的原则。
The book of Leviticus is the principle of dwell together with God.
那么民数记呢，是讲与神同行的原则。
The book of Numbers is the principle of walking together with God.
所以民数记啊，一开头我们看见神先把目的告诉我们。
So in the beginning of book of Numbers, we see God has told us the goal.
刚才有一句经文呢，我没有和弟兄姊妹读。
There is a place of scripture which I did not read.
在民数记第十章第二十九节。
In Book of Numbers chapter 10 verse 29.
这句话呢是摩西对他的岳父米甸人刘尔的儿子何巴说的话。
That's the words that Moses said unto Hobah, the son of Reguel, the Midianite, Moses' father-in-law.
他说呢，我们要行路往耶和华所应许之地去。
He said that we are journeying unto the place of which Lord said that I will give you.
弟兄姊妹们，我们每一个人蒙恩得救了以后，
After each one was saved by grace,
神不仅要得着个人，
God not only would like to gain each individual,
我们以神的目的做我自己人生的目的。
So we take the goal of the God's goal to become our own destination.
神更是要得着所有他的儿女，就是教会来走这条路。
And God even more would like to gain all of His children, which is the church, to walk this way.
这是神原初对人的心意。
And that's God's original heart toward man.
亚当和夏娃失落了。
Adam and Eve failed.
那么今天我们看见，在民数记里面，神借着摩西得着了以色列人。
So we see in the book of Numbers, God through Moses has gained Israelites.
所以到了民数记一开头，神就吩咐摩西说，你要数点以色列人。
So in the beginning of book of Numbers, God has commanded unto Moses, you have to number the Israelites.
好叫他们成为我的军队。
So they can become my army.
能够跟着我往前，进到我应许他们的那个迦南地。
To follow me forward until to enter into the Canaan, a promised land.
我们知道这个应许到那个迦南地哈，
The promised land.
用新约的话来讲，
In the words of New Testament,
就是我们要得着基督做我们的产业。
That is, we have to gain Christ as our inheritance.
换句话说，在我们个人的经历里面，基督成为我生活中的经历。
In other words, in each one of our own lives, that Christ become our own daily experience.
基督的生命、性情、性格成形在我的里面。
So the life, the character, the nature of Christ be forming us.
当我们这样子跟随主得着基督的时候，
As we follow the Lord this way to gain Christ.
弟兄姊妹，用希伯来书的话来讲，
In book of Hebrews.
在我们的经历里面，我们会认识，也进入神的安息。
In our experience, we can enter into the rest of God.
弟兄姊妹，神的安息啊，如果你尝到的话，
If you have tasted the rest of God,
我们会非常非常的喜乐和羡慕。
We'll be so joyful and desire of it.
这个安息啊，不是一个心理作用。
This rest is not just we comfort ourselves.
也不是一个外面的得着什么事情。
It's not that we get something from outside.
而是在我们生命的里面，它一个自然的东西。
It's a very nature coming out from our life.
啊，这就是希伯来书第三、第四章里面讲的，神要带以色列人进入迦南地，享受他的安息。
That is what it talks about in the book of Hebrews, chapter 3 and 4, that God would like to bring Israelites to enjoy His rest in the land of Canaan.
弟兄姊妹，我们在教会生活里面。
In our church life.
如果在一个聚会中有一些弟兄姊妹个人达到了。
If among brothers and sisters in a gathering that some brothers and sisters have already obtained,
它会产生出一种吸引力。
Then they will have attraction.
会产生一种感动力。
And they will have
inspiration.
Inspiration.
啊，叫那些看见的人羡慕。
So those who see it will have such desire.
我自己在做学生的时代看见。
I've seen this during my student days.
我就羡慕得不得了。
So I really have such desire.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，这是跟主走路。
And that's walking with the Lord.
那么在民数记里面，这个走路有一个特点。
There's a special characteristics about walking in Book of Numbers.
它不是个人的走路。
It's not individually walking.
我们知道，那所有出埃及的以色列百姓，每一个人都一起走。
Each Israelite who came out of Egypt, everybody walked together.
这个今天在我们肉身的生活里面。
So in our fleshly life today,
你就发现了，这是神不断的心中他的一个盼望。
So that's a hope in God's heart.
这是我刚刚讲到的神的一个需要。
That's a need in God's heart.
我们在一起聚会。
As we gather together.
可能主日聚会有200人。
Maybe there might be 200 people on Sunday gatherings.
我们很诚实地问自己，我是不是跟随主一起走的人？
Let's ask ourselves honestly that are we someone who walk together with God?
弟兄姊妹，若是我们明白神的心意，
If we understand God's will,
我们就愿意和弟兄姊妹呢一起来走这条属天的道路。
Then we are willing to be together with brothers and sisters to walk this heavenly way.
所以民数记的这个行动啊，是一个团体的行动。
So the movement in the book of Numbers is a corporate movement.
不是一个个人的行动。
It's not individual.
我们讲到一点经历的时候呢，我们常常做个人经历的见证，很感动别人。
When we talk about some experiences, we often testify our own experiences, which touch other people.
也激励别人。
And encourage others.
但是在民数记里面，我们看见呢，是神要得着他的百姓来跟他同行。
But in Book of Numbers, we see that God would like to gain His group of people to walk together with Him.
啊，弟兄姊妹，用今天的话来讲，就是要得着教会。
In today's terms, is that He would like to gain the church.
所以我和弟兄姊妹稍微讲一点关于教会的事情。
So I would like to share with brothers and sisters a little bit about church.
我们知道，在新约时代，保罗得着启示。
In New Testament time, that Paul has received revelation.
他告诉我们教会是什么。
He told us what the church is.
在以弗所书第一章里面，他很简单的说。
In the first chapter of the book of Ephesians.
他说教会就是基督的身体。
He said that church is the body of Christ.
他说是那充满万有者的丰满。
Is the one who fills all and in all.
教会是一个人。
Church is a person.
这个人在神来看就是基督。
This person in God's eyes is Christ.
而这个人不是个别的一个小的人。
And it's not just an individual small person.
有人讲他是一个团体的人。
It's a corporate man.
他是一个宇宙的人。
It's a universal man.
这个人的头就是得荣耀的人子，我们的主耶稣基督。
The head of this person is the Son of Man who have received glory, who is our Lord Jesus Christ.
他的身体包含你和我。
His body includes you and me.
也包含所有古今中外，所有蒙恩得救的圣徒。
Include all the saints who are saved by grace from all throughout all the generations.
这个人你用肉眼是看不见的。
It's an invisible man.
你用心思你也不可能去明白他的。
And you cannot understand it.
必须要圣灵开我们的眼睛，真认识他。
We need the Holy Spirit to open our eyes to truly know him.
所以保罗要讲到这一个人的时候，他觉得他没有办法。
So when Paul mentioned about this person, he feels he cannot.
他只有祷告。
He can only pray.
祷告神呢，将赐人智慧和启示的灵赐给我们。
Pray that God gives him the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
好叫我们里面看见。
So that our inner eyes can see.
弟兄姊妹，这个是指着教会。
So this is point to our church.
教会不是基督徒聚会的一个团体。
Church is not just a group which is gathered of Christians.
教会也不是一个组织，不是一个系统。
It's not an organization. It's not a system.
不是一个机构 institution.
It's not an institution.
弟兄姊妹，也不是一个在这里啊，这个维持宗教仪式和活动的地方。
And it's not just a place to keep a religious activity.
教会是一个生机体。
Church is an organ.
你要去看教会里面每一个点，每一个人，他都是基督。
When you see each point and each person in church, it's Christ.
这个是看不见的。
Then that's invisible.
唯有将来我们到勇士里面，我们才完全的看见他。
We can only completely see it when we enter into eternity.
那么民数记讲到全体的以色列人。在预表上就好像预表那看不见的基督一样。
So the book of Numbers talks about the entire Israelite is a type of the invisible Christ.
啊，我们或者称它叫做宇宙性的教会。
Or we call the universal church.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，但是今天你我，我们来到 Newark 这样的聚会呢
？So you today we come to Newark gathering.
啊，我们所以称它叫做一个聚集。
We call it as a gathering,
assembly.
Assembly.
我们聚在神的面前。
As we assembled together,
在不同的时间、不同的地点。
In different times and places.
有许许多多奉主耶稣的名聚会的地方。
There are many different assemblies that gather together in the name of the Lord.
所以民数记对我们来讲
，So Book of Numbers for us.
就是盼望呢，我们在这里聚会。
Hope that as we gather here,
我们能够经历那个宇宙性教会所经历的。
We can experience what the universal church experienced.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得我有没有把大家搞迷糊了。
I don't know if I'm confused you.
宇宙性教会所经历的，成为我们今天少数的人我们具体的经历。
What the universal church experienced become the experience of those few of us.
那我们怎么样能够经历呢？
So how can we experience?
我们读民数记就要看见神怎样引导我们走这条路。
As we read the book of Numbers, we have to see how God guides us to walk this way.
我们读历史哈。
When we read history.
在教会的历史中。
Among church history.
在不同的时代、不同的民族、不同的地点。
In all different generations, time and tribes.
神借着他儿子的救恩，得着了许多的儿女。
Through his son's salvation, that God has gained many children.
而这些儿女呢，也都奉主的名在一起的聚会。
And those children gathered together in the name of the Lord.
那么有一些聚会呢，他们的遭遇经历就仿佛《民数记》里面所描写的。
And some gatherings, some assemblies, their experience, their encounters are just like what described.
比如我们看见《使徒行传》里面的众教会。
Such as the churches in the Book of Acts.
我们看见在书信里面那些教会他们发生的事情。
And what happened in the book, all those episodes.
就像民数记以色列人中间发生的事情一样。
Just like what happened in Israel to Israelites in the Book of Numbers.
但是呢，我们也看见当时间往前推移的时候。
And we see as time goes forward.
有一些神儿女们的聚集啊。
And some of the gathering of God's children,
慢慢的就落进了传统的里面,
they fall into tradition.
落进了人的解释的里面,
they fall into the explanation of people.
就变成了规章,
become rules.
变成了制度,
or regulation.
甚至变成了一个系统,
and become a system.
成为一个宗教的礼仪,
become a religious ritual.
所以如果你在那样的环境里面聚会的话,
so if you gather in such circumstances, you might still have experience. But if you compare those experiences with Book of Numbers, that's different.
弟兄姊妹们, 所以在神众多的儿女, 他聚集的里面,
so among all the gatherings of God's children,
有人去修教会的历史,
some that changed the church history.
我想可能弟兄姊妹们都听过这样的称谓。
You might have heard this kind of name.
有一些教会的历史, 被称作官方的教会历史,
some church history is the
official church history.
It's called official church history.
你在任何一个国家的世界史里面都可以读到。
You can find that in any country's history.
比如说第六世纪, 穆斯林教兴起来了。
Such as in the 6th century, the Muslims, this religion got raised up.
他们真是把整个土耳其半岛拿下来了。
They have completely taken over the entire Turkey.
所谓的鄂图曼土耳其帝国。
And they built up the Ottoman Empire.
弟兄姊妹们, 这应验了以弗所教会的灯台被挪去了。
So that fulfilled the remove of the lampstand of the church in Ephesus.
然后到第14世纪到16世纪, 我们看见有好几次, 罗马天主教要起来反攻, 就有所谓的十字军东征。
So from 14th to 16th century, then the Roman Empire started to fight back, and then there was the Crusaders, the Crusade.
弟兄姊妹们, 这些是 官方的教会历史,
so that's the official church history.
圣经里面有预言这些事情,
in the Bible, they prophesied those.
但是在旧约时代, 神带领了百姓, 却没有发生这些事情。
But in the Old Testament time, God has led his people, which did not happen.
为什么呢? 因为那时候罗马的, 他们代表着基督教, 他们其实是罗马天主教, 他们叫做罗马这个大公教会。
The Roman Catholics, which represent the Christianity.
弟兄姊妹们, 他们好像失落了神带领的经历。
As if they lost experience of leading by God.
所以呢, 有一些去修教会历史的人就去寻访。
So those who write church history, they try to find.
他们相信呢, 一定在世界某个角落, 还有一些的基督徒, 他们是完全相信圣经, 而且经历圣经话语的人。
They trust that there must be somewhere in the whole world that there are still a group of Christians. They completely believe the Bible and experience the Bible.
在19世纪, 英国有一个弟兄叫做Broadbent。
In 19th century, an English brother called Broadbent.
他是一个学者。
He's a scholar.
他用了很多的功夫到各地去考证。
He has used a lot of time and effort to search in different places.
最后他写了一本教会历史。
Then he wrote a church history book.
他的那一本书的名字呢, 中文把它翻译叫做走天路的教会。
The Chinese name, actually the English name is called Pilgrim Church.
是走天路的教会。
It's a Pilgrim Church.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们知道在罗马尼亚有一些。
There are some in Romania.
在后来我们看见好多的地方, 碰到有一些。
In many other places, also we have found.
但是这一次我们一同来思想民数记。
And this time, as we meditate together, Book of Numbers.
我们乃是用以色列人的遭遇。
We use the encounters of Israelites.
我请弟兄姊妹用一个眼光来看。
So let's look at this from a perspective.
以色列人是用肉身演出神心中要纳教会的经历。
So Israelites in their flesh, they act out what kind of the church God would like.
我盼望弟兄姊妹我们有一个心愿。
Hope that we have a desire.
我们在这里的聚会盼望有那个教会的经历。
hope of gathering here have the experience of the church.
宇宙性教会的经历,
the experience of the universal
church.
We no longer want to walk the way of tradition or the official church.
我们愿意呢, 照着神的引导, 但是我们要从神的话来看, 他怎么引导?
We would like to follow the guidance of the Lord, but we have to see how He guides through His word.
所以这一次啊, 我读民数记和大家用的题目,
so the theme I share with everyone about Book of Numbers,
这是我的愿望,
which is my desire,
教会走天路,
is the church walks the heavenly way.
不是走天路的教会, 我们还不会走, 但是我们愿意走。
It's not yet a pilgrim church which we do not know how to walk in, but we are willing to.
有的人呢, 不一定走, 但是要别人觉得他会走,
For some,
我们不敢。
We don't dare to be someone that who do not know how to walk, but want other people think we are walking on it.
我用四堂和大家交通, 今天晚上我们只讲第一章到第四章。
So I will share four messages. Tonight I share about chapter 1 through 4.
好,我题目是教会走天路。
Is the church walks the heavenly way.
那么明天下午第二堂,
Tomorrow afternoon, the second session.
如果我们要走天路, 我们要在神面前有预备, 这走天路的预备。
If we would like to walk the heavenly way, we have to have the preparation of the walk.
那么第三堂呢,
The third message.
我们要讲呢, 在旷野和在迦南。
We have to talk about the difference of Canaan and also in wilderness.
那么第四堂啊,
the fourth message.
我们要讲到产业在望, 我们可以得着产业。
We have to talk about to gain the inheritance.
我们刚才读民数记第一章,
as we read the chapter 1 book of Numbers,
我们看见神在西乃旷野的会幕中向摩西说话。
We see that God spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai in the tabernacle.
这是在旧约时代啊, 我们看见预表着教会的第一个表号就是会幕。
This is the first type of church in the Old Testament time, which is the tabernacle.
会幕呢, 是神的居所。
Tabernacle is the dwelling place of God.
我们刚才讲到神救神的百姓出来,
God has delivered his people out.
不仅呢, 他借着圣灵住在每一个属他的儿女们的里面,
not only through the Holy Spirit, he dwells in each one of his children.
住在我们的灵里, 显在我们的心中,
to dwell within our spirit and reveals in our heart.
弟兄姊妹, 这是我们重生得救最基本的经历。
That's our basic experience after we are being born again.
我们可能刚听福音的时候,
maybe when we just listen to gospel,
我们很多人呢都是盼望能够明白，我用头脑去听。
We hope we can understand, so we listen with our mind.
所以有的人听明白了，觉得合理，他就信主了。
So some people thought it's logical, they thought they understand, so they believe.
这个信呢, 神尊重。
God respects this kind of belief.
但是在我们的里面呢, 可能有时候有更合理的说法的话, 你就不信了。
But sometimes if we find even more logical saying, then we don't believe that anymore.
我不晓得我这样说, 合不合适?
I don't know if it's proper to say this way.
我在早期服侍组被安排传福音。
In my earlier days of ministry, I was being arranged to share gospel.
我们也和弟兄姊妹一起勉励我们出去传福音。
We also encourage each other that we go out to share gospel.
有一个出信的弟兄啊, 他很热心要传福音。
And there's a brother who just believed, he was so zealous for gospel.
大家都是学生呢。
Everyone was students.
所以他就把他自己知道的一点旧恩呢去跟别人讲。
So he shared with others about the salvation he knew.
就没想到他那个听的那个同学啊, 是研究过宗教的人。
And he did not realize the classmate who heard was studying religion.
就跟他讲了一番, 他对各个宗教的认识。
So that classmate told him about all kinds of religion based on his understanding.
结果这个弟兄回来就说啊, 他讲的比我还有理啊, 我就觉得我还有没有信心啊。
Then the brother came back and said, he's even more logical than me, then do I still have faith?
如果生命是在我们的悟性的里面, 弟兄姊妹呢靠不住的。
If the life is just in our head, in our understanding, that's not reliable.
得救啊, 圣灵是住在我们的灵里，显在我们的心中。
To be saved, the Holy Spirit dwells within our spirit and reveals in our hearts.
所以有时候我们一起聚会, 有些弟兄姊妹经过两三年了。
So sometimes when we gather together, some brothers and sisters, after 2 or 3 years,
他们能够做见证说, 现在主耶稣啊, 我现在知道了, 已经从这里到我这里来。
They can testify the Lord I know goes from my head to my heart.
我碰过一个姊妹, 她就这样公开地做见证。
A sister I know that she has testified. Like
她说, 我以前信主, 我以前祷告都在这里。
Previously I believed the Lord and prayed all in my head.
现在我每次祷告都在这里。
But now each time I pray it's from my heart.
弟兄姊妹, 所以基督徒啊, 我看过有一本书叫 Heart to Heart Talk。
So I have read a book called Heart to Heart Talk.
以前美国有一个很有恩赐的一个姊妹。
There was a American sister who was very gifted.
在上一个世纪的70年代。
Around 1970s.
她有一个广播的节目。
She has a broadcast program.
叫做 Heart to Heart Talk.
It's called Heart to Heart Talk.
我那时候很喜欢听她。
At that time, I really like to listen to her.
她每次就讲一点点,
she only talked a little bit.
但是真的摸到人的心,
but truly touched our heart.
真叫你的心里面想要认识主, 想要经历主。
Truly make our heart would like to know and experience the Lord.
弟兄姊妹, 这是个人, 主与我们同住, 他从心里面开始, 灵里开始。
It starts from our spirit, from our heart, when God dwells with us individually.
但是民数记呢, 那个住啊, 是神住在会幕的里面。
But the dwelling in the book of Numbers is God dwells in the tabernacle.
弟兄姊妹, 我们知道那是指着教会说的。
That talks about church.
若是我们的聚会, 有会幕的实际的意义。
If our gathering has a real meaning of the tabernacle.
弟兄姊妹, 主的同在是非常非常真实的。
Then God's presence is very real.
也是非常奇妙的。
And very amazing as well.
这是我自己侍奉主，我心中常常在主面前的一个祷告。
So that's my prayer, which when I serve the Lord.
主啊, 每一次我们聚会, 你要在我们的中间。
Each time as we gather, may you be your presence be with us.
我们要宝贵主的同在。
We have to be precious of God's presence.
你知道主的应许啊, 聚会不需要人很多的。
God's promise is that we don't need a lot of people to gather.
我们知道马太福音16章呢, 主讲的那个教会，那是指的宇宙性的教会。
What the church got our Lord talks about in Book of Matthew chapter 16 is the universal church.
他说我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。
I should build my church upon this rock.
但是马太福音18章呢？
But Matthew 18.
那就讲着我们今天的聚集。
Talks about the assembly today.
主说呢，你们在地上呢，若是有两三个人奉我的名聚集。
If 2 or 3 gather in my name,
我就在他们中间,
I'm in the middle.
我就在你们中间, 而且你们中间若是有两个人同心合意的祷告,
and if just 2 of you pray in 1 accord,
你们无论求什么, 我必为你们成全。
I will fulfill whatever you ask.
弟兄姊妹, 那是指着今天我们实行的教会。
So that's our church in practice today.
所以弟兄姊妹们, 第一个, 我们要认识教会的特点。
So first, we have to know the special characteristics of church.
就是神的家在哪里?
That is, God's house is there.
神的同在在哪里?
God's presence is there.
那么神的家第一个, 我们看见神同在在那里。
So the first thing about God's house is we see God's presence.
我们怎么经历神的同在?
So how do we experience His presence?
他的生命在每一个相信的人的里面。
His life is in each one of those who believe.
当我们一同在他的名里面来聚集的时候,
as we gather together in His name,
我们每一个人都活在这个生命的性情和他的感觉的里面。
Each one of us lives in this nature and feeling of the life.
弟兄姊妹, 那就显出神的同在。
Then God's presence is being revealed.
啊, 这是很奇妙的事情。
That's something amazing.
有的时候在聚会中, 有一个人, 他有这样的学习。
Sometimes among the gathering, if one of them have such learning,
就把神的同在带到神聚会，神儿女聚会的里面。
Then brings God's presence into His gathering.
但什么时候我们违背这个生命？
But whenever we disobey this life,
啊，比如说我有脾气。
Maybe I have temper.
今天我受了刺激。
I'm being stirred up.
我就在教会里面，我的祷告呢，就是那个刺激的祷告。
Then my prayer also stirs others up.
请原谅我这样讲，有时候祷告是控告别人的祷告。
Please forgive me that to say that sometimes.
因为我对那个人不满意，我又不能直接去修理他，我就在祷告里面到神面前去修理他。
Sometimes our prayers accuse others because I'm not happy with that person.
那没有活在生命的感觉里面。
That's not living in the feeling of life.
弟兄姊妹，没有神的同在。
That's without the presence of God.
奉主的名，就是你活在这个新生命的管理的底下。
In the name of the Lord means you are living under the government of this new life.
好，我们的态度。
Our attitude.
我们言语。
Or the words that we said.
我们每一个的举动。
Each of our actions.
弟兄姊妹，这个我在年轻的时候我就开始留意到，很奇妙的。
I have to start pay attention when I was young, which is amazing.
因为我们那时候年轻人都是年轻人自己聚会。
For us young people gathered together by ourselves.
有的时候年轻人呢，因为活泼的缘故，就比较随便一点。
For us young people, because we are so lively and though sometimes we become casual.
在聚会里面坐的也没什么样子。
Sometimes the way we sit, even not sit so properly.
但是讲起来，那是四五十年前的事情，比现在年轻人好，还是好的一点。
But that was like 40 or 50 years ago, so still better than nowadays.
我听过有的人年轻聚会，脚都翘在桌子上面。
I have heard some.
我们那时候还不敢这样。
I have heard sometimes nowadays young people even raised up their legs on the table, but back then we did not dare to.
我们那时候有辅导。
We have counselors.
那辅导都是大学生，他们我们觉得他们都是又公义又圣洁的人。
Those were
对我们要求很严哦。
Those were college students. We thought they were so righteous and holy, and they were so strict to us.
他们常常修理我们，他说：“看看你们这些男生，一点都没有敬畏的心。”
They often scold us and say that you don't have a fervent heart.
好，你们应该看看那些姊妹们，那都是好学生了，当然他们做的都很恭敬。
You should see how those sisters, they should sit so properly.
啊，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers, sisters.
但是有的时候，有一个爱主的年长弟兄或姊妹进来。
But sometimes when an elderly brother or sister who come in.
他一点也不责备。
They don't even.
一点都不要求。
They don't require us.
他只是把主的同在带来。
They just bring in the presence of the Lord.
因为他是伏在主耶稣爱的交通里面的。
For they are actually under the fellowship of love with the Lord.
他简单的祷告一句，他主耶稣，我感谢你，你在这里。
They just need to simply pray that Lord, we thank you that you are here with us.
全场的弟兄姊妹都安静下来。
And all of the brothers and sisters quiet down.
这是教会该有的情形。
That's what the church should have.
你我今天要经历民数记，我们有责任把主的同在带来。
For us to experience the book of Numbers that we have the responsibility of bringing in the presence of the Lord.
有时候主的同在是借着一个人顺服生命带领。
Sometimes God's presence is through one's obedience to the guidance of life.
我在教会生活中有几次聚会印象非常深刻。
I have several deep impressions of some gathering.
有一次我们祷告聚会。
One of our prayer meetings.
就是平常的祷告聚会。
Just a normal prayer meeting.
大家觉得就祷告完了，交差了事了。
So everybody thought we just done with prayers.
结果有一个弟兄啊，他大家聚会要走了，他说请大家留一下。
Then one of the brothers, before we all left, he said that please stay behind.
他说我有一件事情想要跟大家说一下。
He said I would like to tell you something.
因为这个弟兄啊，我们对他稍微有一点认识。
We know a little bit about this brother.
他是一个个性很强的人。
He has a very.
他有话要说，大家都很害怕，不知道他说什么话。
And everybody's so afraid of him as he say he has something to say.
因为他是一个很聪明、很聪明的人。
For he's a very smart person.
在教会做事情啊，没有人做的比他好的。
Nobody can do better job than.
我们那时候人不多。
Serving the church.
啊，聚会呢，啊，我们大家。每一家的电话号码都要有一个 directory 才查得出来。现在那时候没手机啊。
Back then we don't have cell phone, so as we gather, each one of us must have we all need a phone directory.
但是这个弟兄在的话，你只要问他谁家号码，他马上就告诉你。
If this brother was there, if you ask him whose phone number that is, he immediately can tell you. He's so smart. So when he asked us to stay, and then he said he had something to tell us, we got so fearful.
当我们都坐下的时候, 他说, 我要请求弟兄姊妹赦免。
So after we all sat down, he said that I need to ask all of your forgiveness.
他没有说完,
Before he finished saying it,
他真是,
he shed his tears.
他还没有说他什么事情要大家赦免。
Even before he said what kind of things he needs forgiveness,
圣灵在他里面做工。
The Holy Spirit works in him.
全场本来大家都准备散会了，大家又祷告。
Although everybody was ready to leave, but then everyone started to pray.
满了主的同在。
Full of Lord's presence.
因为他顺服圣灵。
For he obeyed the Holy Spirit.
他为着他有一次公开的指责人发脾气，他被圣灵责备。
He was being rebuked by the Holy Spirit for once he opening have his temper.
他不仅个人在家里认罪，我很佩服他，他有勇气在全教会面前。
Not only individually he asked forgiveness at home, but I truly admire that he did that in front of the church.
弟兄姊妹,
this is the house of God.
这是神的家,
it's the house of
弟兄姊妹,
God.
我们若是有这种的经历, 你可以带到勇士里面去的。
If we have such experience, which we can bring into eternity.
不然今天我们做的一切, 将来主都不认账, 我们要哀哭切齿的。
Otherwise, for everything we do today, then Lord does not take account in the future, then we should gnash our teeth and cry.
会幕啊, 当摩西要建造的时候, 神警告他,
when Moses was going to build a tabernacle, God has warned him.
他说你要照着山上的样式, 我所指示的样式, 来建造。
You have to build it according to the pattern of the moon.
就告诉我们说, 这是神的家, 所有事情安排是神来,
That is to say, this is the house of God. It's God Himself who's governed everything and all the arrangements.
今天教会有负责人,
Today, church have a responsibility, person. And this responsible person has to have an attitude. It's not that I'm governing.
如果弟兄姊妹问这件事该怎么做,
if brothers and sisters ask what we should do,
我们应该说等一等, 让我们一起祷告好不好?
We should say, let's wait, let us pray together.
我们祷告完了以后, 等一等, 让我们看看主的话是不是这么说的。
And then after we pray, we should say that let's wait and see how God's words are.
弟兄姊妹, 这个叫做主权。
That is called sovereignty.
你知道, 很多时候啊, 我们跑在主前面。
Oftentimes we run ahead of God.
我自己也, 常常犯这个错。
And I often make the same mistake.
弟兄姊妹问了, 下一次这个聚会该怎么做?
When brothers and sisters ask what we should do next time at the gathering,
都没人说话, 他们都看我, 那我就该说点话了。
Since nobody else replies, so everybody look at me, then I think I should say something.
我就照着习惯, 照着我自己的看法, 就这样做了。
Then based on all the habits and also based on my knowledge,
弟兄姊妹都不说话,
I say this way. Since nobody else said it.
我晚上要睡觉, 主说, 你问过我吗?
So before I go to bed, then the Lord told me, have you asked me?
我说主啊, 我没有问你。
I said, Lord, I didn't.
那现在我该怎么办?
So what should I do now?
你好好祷告。
Lord says you should pray.
弟兄姊妹们, 然后主的说的话, 跟我说的话, 完全相反。
Then what the Lord says is completely opposite from what I said. Then what can I do?
跟弟兄姊妹承认。
So then I can only confess with brothers and sisters.
这个是神的家。
This is the house of God.
主权在主身上,
the Lord has sovereignty, not that us have the sovereignty.
我们越是负责任的人,
the more that we are taking the responsibility, the more we should draw close to the Lord.
神的家有安息,
and God's house have rest.
弟兄姊妹们, 不是你我的安息,
it's not the rest of you and me.
是神的安息,
it's the rest of God.
这个是我们最盼望的。
That's our most desire.
弟兄姊妹们, 若是我们有生之年呢, 我们的聚会能够达到这样的安息啊, 我们见主的面, 脸上少一点羞愧。
if during our lifetime our gathering can reach such kind of rest, then when we meet the Lord, then we really have less shame.
以色列人呢, 他们在民数记一开头, 神就把他的帐幕放在他们的中间。
In the book of Numbers, God has placed his tabernacle amongst in the center of Israel.
好叫神的儿女们能够享受他的安息。
So God's children can enjoy his rest.
第二个在民数记里面我们看见,
and second, what we see in the book of Numbers.
神告诉摩西说啊, 你要按以色列全会众的家世宗族人民的数目。
Take the sum of all the congregation of children of Israel after the families by the house of their fathers.
计算所有的男丁,
and number every male.
凡以色列中从20岁以外的, 能出去打仗的, 啊, 你们要照他们的军队数点。
From 20 years old and upward, all that are able to go forth to war in Israel, you and Aaron shall number them by their armies.
啊, 在这里啊, 神看他的百姓啊, 不仅仅是他的儿女而已。
Here, God no longer sees his people only as his children.
他看他的儿女啊, 称他们做军队, 神的军队。
He sees his children and calls them as the armies of God.
啊, 这个军队很有讲究的。
And these armies are very particular.
他必须是以色列人。
They have to be Israelites.
凡以色列中, 啊, 然后要照他们的 家世宗族人民的数目来计算,
and all those Israelites have to count them after their families, house of their fathers, and number of their names.
这告诉我们呢, 今天神的家, 或者教会,
this tells us the house of God today, or we say a church.
第一我们重视的, 基本的就是你我有没有基督的生命。
First, what we must pay attention to is the basic that whether we have the life of Christ, or whether the source of this life comes from Christ.
你知道在教会侍奉中啊, 特别我们在北美的侍奉,
especially amongst our service in church in North America,
这个点呢, 我们比较不太注重,
we might neglect this point.
我是讲我自己的服侍。
I'm talking about my own service.
因为我们聚会开始啊, 本来是几个家在一起祷告。
For our gathering, I first started from several families praying together.
祷告到一个地步, 主给我们一点带领了, 我们一起拨饼。
And after praying to a point that the Lord guides us, we started breaking
我们纪念主,
bread together. 结果我们一开始拨饼,
就有很多的人来参加。
Then when we start to break the bread, then more people join us.
到最后在家里面不坐不下了, 我们就到外面租一个地方。
So after a house cannot contain all the people, then we start to rent the place outside.
那么来的人就更多了。
And more people join.
那我们也没有这个习惯去问呢，你信主了没有？
And we also don't have the habit to ask other people, have you believed the Lord?
或者你怎么信主的, 请你做一下你。 重生得救的见证,
or ask them to testify how they believe the Lord.
弟兄姊妹, 有的时候我们就开始在一起配搭侍奉。
Then sometimes we just start to co-working and serve together.
结果发现他做起事情来了, 很多就跟外邦人一样。
Then we realize some people start to do things as if like the Gentiles.
有一些老练的弟兄姊妹就问了, 你们到底有没有清楚他什么时候得救的？
Then some more experienced brothers and sisters ask, have you ever known whether they are being clearly safe or not?
弟兄姊妹, 你知道吗? 今天的在地上生儿女们的聚集啊,
the gathering today on earth of God's children,
这一方面, 我们的疏忽是很严重的。
It's actually a very neglect, very serious.
你知道在第一世纪的教会, 当神的儿女们互相走动的时候,
during the first century time, the church, when God's children visit each other.
我举个例子来说哈,
let me give you an example.
比如说我这一次从波特兰来Newark,
so, for example, as I come to Newark from Portland,
如果这里的弟兄姊妹都不认识我,
if the brothers and sisters here do not know me at all,
那么我就要在波特兰呢, 找教会的服侍的弟兄姊妹帮我写一封介绍信。
Then I would need a responsible brother from Portland to write a recommendation letter for me.
这个叫做见信。
That is a letter of recommendation.
啊, 那边要讲这个人是, 他是怎么得救的。
Have to mention how does this person got saved.
在我们中间为人侍奉是什么样子。
What, how is he and how is his servant?
我们在主里面呢, 诚实地为他做见证,
and we testify truly in the Lord for him.
然后我带着这封信, 到这里来呢, 交给这里的负责弟兄。
Then I bring this letter to hand to the responsible brother here.
主日拨饼呢, 我才能够领这个饼和杯的。
Then I'm able to participate in the bread and the cup on Lord's Day.
弟兄姊妹, 这个是照着家世宗族人民来算的。你的生命是不是真的?
So that is to number based on the families, the house of fathers, and number of the names, whether this life is real or not.
我参加过一个聚会。
I have attended a gathering.
他们拨饼聚会的时候,
during their Lord's table,
他们问了, 今天有多少人是新来的?
They asked how many of you are new here.
好多人就站起来,
many stood up.
然后他们那位, 负责的弟兄啊, 他就一个一个问, 你从哪里来? 你什么时候信主的?
And their responsible brother asked each one that where you come from and when have you believed the Lord.
讲清楚了,好坐下, 可以拨饼。
And if they able to mention it clearly, then they can participate in Lord's table.
你知道这是初期教会的生活。
That's the life of early church.
啊, 为什么呢?
Why is that?
因为这是军队。
For this is army.
而且军队呢, 不能这个刷童子兵的。
And for army, can I just have a child to join?
所以他要20岁以外的男丁才能计算。
So it have to be males. 20 years or above.
啊, 就告诉我们说, 至少他们在体格上面, 他们在心智上面是成熟的。
So that tells us they are mature physically and also in their mind.
当然到了今天, 弟兄姊妹们, 这讲到我们属灵生命的成熟。
So today it talks about the maturity of our spiritual life.
我们能够在属灵的征战上面, 能够进功用。
So we can put out our function in the spiritual warfare.
所以他说能够出去打仗。
So it says we can go on to war.
我自己17岁的时候就去受这个入伍教育。
When I was 17 years old, I was drafted to
the boot camp.
I was entering to the boot camp.
因为在台湾呢, 只要高中毕业考上大学, 男生就要去。 受军训.
For in Taiwan, that after high school and after we already enter into college, then the boys have to go to the to military training.
我17岁的个子啊, 就像小学生那么高.
When I was 17 years old, actually I was just as tall as an elementary boy.
136公分.
Only about 136 centimeters.
不到30公斤那么重.
And less than 30 kilograms. I couldn't even carry the gun. But they still ask me to enter.
我才明白20岁以外才能出去打仗。
Then I understand why 20 years or older can fight the war.
你知道吗? 神呢, 是非常合理的。
God is very reasonable.
属灵生命呢, 也必须操练, 要到一个程度。
And have to exercise spiritual life up to a point.
教会碰见各种的冲击啊, 若是让刚刚蒙恩得救弟兄姊妹听了, 他就害怕了。
As church goes through all kinds of impacts, if we just let those brothers and sisters who just believe the Lord to know all these, then they become afraid.
但是当你成长的时候呢, 你就知道该怎样来承担这些责任。
But as you grow, then you are able to bear such responsibility.
不仅数点啊,
not only number.
而且他们每一个支派呢, 都神选召一个做他军队的统领。
But from each tribe, God calls our one of them to become the head of the army.
这告诉我们说他们中间是有次序的。
So it tells us there's an order among them.
我自己的儿子啊, 他读大学的时候, 他就去, join the Coast Guard, 去参加了美国海岸防卫队。
When my son was in college, he joined the Coast Guard.
他在没有去受军训以前,
before he had military training,
他生活习惯已经不错了, 但是就是老百姓。
His lifestyle was just like a civilian.
但是他从军训回来了以后, 现在他30多岁。
After the military training, now he's already 30-something years old.
有时候他们聚会的弟兄姊妹跟我讲, 他说你的儿子跟同年纪的人不一样。
The brothers who gathered with him told me that your son is very different from those same age as him.
我问他们说有什么不一样?
I asked them how different.
他跟人说话的时候都是这样子站的。
When he talked to people, he stand very straight.
而且他对人说话的时候很有分寸。
And he talks very appropriately when he speaks.
弟兄姊妹, 主用这样来告诉我们, 教会生命呢, 我们配搭的时候, 需要的学习。
So Lord uses those to tell us the learning we need when we co-working with each other in
当然,
church.
当然我们知道民数记第一次数的时候啊, 他们还是很杂乱。
As we know, the first time of numbering in Book of Numbers, they are still very mixed.
但是第二次数完了以后,
But after the second time of numbering, they have already won several victories.
所以我们看见呢,
so if we have such knowing and willing to learn,
我们的生命中间就有一种的敬畏的表现。
Then our life will have such fervent expression.
为了时间我要快快地讲最后一个点。
So the last point.
教会呢, 在民数记第三个表现, 就是神投生的儿子。
The third expression of church in Book of Numbers is the firstborn of God.
这是借着祭司和利未人来做的一个说明。
That is the explanation through priests and Levites.
投生的意思, 告诉我们说, 他们是完全属于神的。
Firstborn means they are completely belong to God.
所以在 出埃及记，然后呢，民数记里面都讲到，祭司和利未人呢是属于我的。So
in Exodus and also Book of Numbers, both talk about the priests belong to me.
好，他说 they are mine.
They are mine.
好，这个投生的归给神呢，他们要来做神的仆人。For
the firstborn to be unto God, they will be God's servants.
来服侍。
To serve,
来做工,
and to work.
所以我们看见呢, 利未人从30岁到50岁, 要进前来侍奉。
So Levites from 30 years old to 50 years old, they have to go forth to serve.
弟兄姊妹们, 若是我们有这样的认识,
if we have such understanding,
我们在一起的聚会和生活,
then our gathering and life together,
我们看见, 我们就有这样的, 求主给我们有这样的心愿和操练。
Then may the Lord give us such desire and exercising.
好，我们在教会的生活里面呢, 能够把神的同在带出来。
Then amongst our church life, we can bring out the presence of God.
能够显出神家的次序。
Can reveal the order of God's house.
并且每一个属主的儿女,
Then each children belong to God.
他讲到利未人呢, 他们从一个月就可以数了。
It talks about that they can number the Levites start from first just 1 month old.
就告诉我们说, 我们进入侍奉呢, 一蒙恩得救, 一个月就可以进入侍奉。
It tells us that as soon as we got saved, even just 1 month, that we can enter into service.
那么真的能够进功用呢, 是25岁开始学习。
But to exercising out our function, then it will start to learn from 25 years old.
到30岁的时候就可以进全职了。
Then when 30 years old, we can fully
fledged. Fully fledged.
Fully fledged.
可以进全职到50岁。
Until 50 years old.
弟兄姊妹, 这都讲到我们在神的家中啊, 我们该有的追求。
So it talks about our pursuit in God's house.
我们的长进,
and our growth.
好，我想呢, 因为时间到了哈, 好,
For the time
我今天晚上就讲到教会这个意义。
So tonight I only mention about the meaning of church.
好，明天呢, 我们再把后面教会走天路啊, 稍微再说一点。
So tomorrow we talk more about church walks the heavenly way.
好，我们有一点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，在你的同在中，我们把心中的感谢和赞美献给你。
Lord, we offer up our thanksgiving and praises in your presence.
因为你不仅爱我们,
For you do not only just love us and you save us.
你把你自己做生命赏赐给我们,
and you give us as life.
当我们蒙恩得救以后,
After we are saved by grace.
你还要引导我们一同走天路,
and you guide us to walk the heavenly way.
我们能够跟随你进入
We can follow you into all of your abundance.
亲爱的主啊,
Dear Lord,
我们承认我们在你面前, 我们常常心愿不足,
we confess that we often don't have enough heart to worship you.
我们谢谢你将你的心意借着圣经启示给我们。
Thank you for revealing your will to us through the Bible.
愿你的话语在我们里面 借着圣灵开启我们,
Pray that your words through the Holy Spirit can open us up.
并且加力量给我们,
and strengthen us.
好叫我们都能像以色列人一样,
so we can be just like Israelites.
不仅我们活在你自己的面前,
not only we live before your face.
并且我们愿意成为你的军队,
and we are willing to become your army.
我们愿意成为归给你, 服侍你的人。
We are willing to become those belong to you and also
好叫你在我们身上的引领,
so your guidance on us.
让我们更多的进入你的丰富。
We can enter into more of your abundance.
谢谢你与我们同在。
Thank you for being with us.
我们将这些话语再交回在你的手中。
We offer back those words onto your hand.
求你 亲自的祝福,
Pray that you bless those.
祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
In the precious holy name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.